da 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 Naked Comedian Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the first ever and possibly last Naked Comedian Podcast. I'm Andrea and I'm with the Naked Comedian himself, John Fields. So John, for the benefit of...
For the benefit... I didn't realise that was showing. Sorry, carry on. You can see why it's going to be the last ever. Possibly.
Okay.
So, well,
Compose.
Okay.
John, for the benefit.
For the benefit? I got to get myself an interviewer. I'll do it myself. John, for the benefit.
Hang on. Love it. So, John, for the benefit of people who don't know what is Naked Comedian all about?
Well, that's a very interesting question, Andrea. Thanks for asking.
Thank you very much.
Eventually. It's... the website was really set up for me for multiple reasons, really. Essentially, because I started off doing a little bit of comedy, I kind of wanted to take it a little bit more seriously, and I thought if I set up a website, it may help me to concentrate a little bit on actually performing, and also I wanted to actually offer something to sort of up and coming new comics, you know, so that I could post anything online and they could see exactly how bad I was. And perhaps provide a few resources for them to link to, and then obviously once I get any good and famous, people can look back and go, oh yeah, it's still a shit, or whatever.
Okay, so you've partly answered my next question, but I'll ask it anyway. At what point in your life did you realise you were funny, and at which point did you decide to act on it by becoming a stand-up comedian?
I realised... I think when I was about 15, 16, really when I went to a football trials, essentially we had to spend a weekend in an old house for the trials for the county. And because at that point I never actually spoke to anybody, I was sort of in a strange situation and ended up sort of having to talk to people, and I only said a few words, but what I said generally sort of kind of made people laugh. And then as I've just gone through life, just making stupid comments and making people laugh, and when I decided to act on it, probably 6 or 7 years ago, I did a course down in London, and kind of forced myself to actually get up and perform, which is scary.
So, who do you think your comedy is predominantly aimed at, or do you feel that there is someone for absolutely everybody?
My comedy is aimed really at the audience that's there at the time. I don't know. I'm a new comic and still in a way trying to find my voice. I wouldn't say I was currently up to the standard I want to be at. So it's difficult, but I try and really just to say things that I find funny, just from general sort of life that people have laughed at in the past, so I kind of know they're funny. And kind of generic, so hopefully there's something for everybody.
Okay, so when putting together a set, do you have any particular system? And is there any material that you'd never use, or do you believe that anything's fair game?
A system, yes. From the course, which I'd advise to any budding stand-up, perhaps to go along to a course if they've got any sort of nervousness about performing, as I do, just go along, and it'll kind of force you to do it. But basically from the course, I was encouraged to essentially write down my set as I was going to actually say and perform it on the night. And so that's the way I kind of approach things. It's changed a little bit since I've done a few more gigs, and I now kind of have general ideas and have jotted things down here and there all over the place, and then try and put something together more generically, and don't quite write it down as I'm going to say it so much, so it becomes hopefully a little bit more freer.
And the material that you'd never ever use?
Material that I would never use? I don't think there's anything sort of out of bounds, but I wouldn't want to be particularly, you know, personally abusive to anybody. General themes and stereotypes. I'm kind of interested in them and would use anything there, I think, but I wouldn't go on to a personal level and abuse people like Frankie Boyle, kind of, you know, Becky Adlington type jokes or Katie Pierce type jokes. I don't find that amusing.
Okay. Do you think people automatically have comedic abilities, or do you feel that anybody can do stand-up?
Yeah, anybody that could do it. Most people are funny if you get to them at the end. But it's something that takes work to be a stand-up comedian, because it's not quite the same as being funny in everyday life.
So who would you say that your comedic or personal inspiration is, and why?
Personal inspiration. I don't know, there's lots of comics that I like and some that I don't. I mean, I grew up watching the two Ronnies and Monty Python, and obviously things like Porridge and Scully, and
inspiration.
I don't know, it's difficult. Nobody's as such an inspiration, more kind of this is somebody that I wouldn't mind being like Stuart Lee or Rod Gilbert or Michael McIntyre. Yeah.
Okay. So you've already got into recommending the courses for new comedians. Have you got any other advice that you would want to give to someone that's considering doing it?
Yes. Do lots of gigs. As many gigs as you can. Well, yeah, I mean, part of the reason I set up the website as well was to aid that, because I find it difficult to do or to find places that would allow me to do a gig for the full length, sort of 5 minutes. So I could do gong shows, which don't really suit, I think, my style. I did one and just hated the whole concept, so I'm not doing any more of those. Just do as many gigs as you can and try and get in open spots. As I say, part of the reason for setting up the website was to really give people resources and contacts readily available on there so that they can do that.
Okay, so that's all the questions I've got for you today. So is there anything else that you want to add before we round it up?
No, just go on the website, and if you want to have a look at my shop, then if you buy anything from my shop, it's actually through Amazon, so I'm trying to get about 30 pence together. Come along to gigs, which I run, or buy a t-shirt. And that's about it.
Okay, so to make sure everybody realises where
it's all about, is. It's all about the money.
So to just remind people, it's nakedcomedian.com, and it's John Fields.
nakedcomedian.com. It is.
Thank you, John Phil.
Thank you. She's been Andrea, and she's interviewed interviewed me. Thank you. Have a nice night, day, whatever time you're listening to this. Bye. Oh, tune in for the next one, if there is one. Thank you.
Oh, that would be so much better if I hadn't fucked it up right.